Many people are offended by the Christian claim that Jesus is the only Redeemer provided to humanity. But does the Bible really teach that Jesus is the exclusive path to restored fellowship with God? What makes Jesus so unique that only He can save us? Why is Jesus the only one that can redeem humanity?
Salvation begins with the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus is the one who represented us before the Father as guilty sinners and died for our sins. And the way of salvation now is that we acknowledge Him as the one who died for us, as the Lord who has risen, and as the Christ who is here for us to trust and enroll with Him as His disciples. The pattern of personal salvation includes acknowledging Him in that way and enrolling as His disciples. And otherwise, there's no link as yet between us and Him, and so what He's done for us doesn't yet apply to us. Union with Christ by faith from the human side and through the Holy Spirit from the divine side is of the very essence of coming into the reality of salvation. So Paul in Romans, first five chapters, celebrates Christ for us, dying on the cross for our justification, and then in chapter 6 through 8, not changing the subject in his own mind, but simply filling out the pattern that he started, he talks to us about Christ in us and ourselves in Christ, and pulls the threads together in chapter 8, beginning with the great statement, "There's no condemnation now to them who are in Christ Jesus," those who have entered into union with Him in this way. And if we are going to preach the gospel in the way that Paul did, we must hold together Christ for us and Christ in us and make much of the thought of our union with Him through faith and the Holy Spirit, just as we make much of His death for us on the cross, nearly 2,000 years ago.
There are not other redeemers besides God the Son. We know that clearly because 1 Timothy 2:5 says that there is only one God and one mediator between God and humanity. Theologically, it's consistent to say that only Jesus, God the Son, can be the mediator, the redeemer, because there are at least two things that He's got to do to be able to accomplish salvation. And doing that requires that you be God and man to do it. One is that we've got to have our sin forgiven. The only way that sin can be forgiven is if somebody who can suffer the punishment of God's eternal wrath of hell has got to stand in as a human being and suffer that punishment. God can't suffer a punishment without becoming incarnate. We can't get some animal to do it for us. It's got to be a human being suffering the punishment for the human crime. But then He's also got to be somebody who's divine, because it's not just suffering the punishment, but it's being able to end the eternal wrath of God. As finite creatures, we cannot ever exhaust the punishment for our sin against an infinite eternal God. We'd never get to the end of it. That's why hell goes on forever and ever. But when you bring Jesus as a divine person into the punishing situation, He's suffering the punishment as a man, but it's the immense, infinite, eternal worth of who He is as a person that is able to exhaust and end in a final way the punishment against us for our sin, the punishment that we deserve. So those two things are necessary to fulfill if salvation is going to be occurring, and only a divine incarnation of God the Son is going to do that job.
One of the questions that Christians often ask is, what role did Jesus Christ becoming man play in our redemption? And here the Epistle of Hebrews and the Gospel of John are very helpful to us. In order for us to be redeemed, we know from the Old Testament humanity needs to be restored. Humanity needs to have its sins forgiven, so to speak. How could this forgiveness take place? This forgiveness cannot take place from someone who is not a human being himself. We read in the Old Testament that we have Old Testament sacrifices that were animal sacrifices. But the author of Hebrews makes it clear that animal sacrifices cannot atone for sins. They are unwilling victims. They do not consciously know what they are accomplishing for human beings. So we needed a person who is fully human, who shared in our humanity fully, who was sinless, who had never violated God's will. We needed a person who was willing to sacrifice himself for our sins on the cross, but also, I want to say at the same time, he needed to be fully divine. A human being alone could not atone for our sins, one single human being, but a human being united with the divinity, such a person is of infinite worth, and therefore he can offer a sacrifice that is of infinite effectiveness. And therefore we can gain from him forgiveness of sins if we put our trust and faith in him, if we repent of our sins.